This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
You are divine. Hello there, my beautiful authentic seekers, and welcome back to Divine Authenticity. I know, who is she? It's a Saturday morning. Why are we even here today? This is weird. Usually we upload on Mondays, but I have a very special treat for you today. You probably could already gauge a little bit from the title, but we are doing a 5-day part series, and this series is going to blow your mind. I already know, because not only did she come with notes, y'all know that when I have notes for my podcast, I feel like the episodes are just like, they're always good, but I feel like they are just like 5 steps above when there's notes. And I have planned 5 days in a row of podcasts for you that are going to help you. So what are we doing here? First of all, I think it's also really important that I know that today's April Fool's Day, and I am not fucking here to joke with you. I'm not. This is actually, I don't want to say that this is like serious. We're going to have a good time. I think some of the episodes will be more serious, but I'm not here for jokesies. I just really love the fresh start of a brand new month. And I know we can have a fresh start at any point in time that we want to, but I do feel like having like that clean calendar, it hits different. And I want this month to be fucking healed girl month, okay? Not healing girl month, healed girl month, or healed guy or healed person. And this idea came to me literally like a lightning bolt. And it was like 11 p.m. I was sitting in my hot tub, luxurating. You'll hear more about that in not this coming Monday, but the Monday after's episode. I was luxurating in my hot tub under the stars, sipping a mocktail, and I had this download from the universe. And I was like, holy shit, this is going to be a whole series. I see it in my mind's eye. I need to get out of this hot tub right now. I went and I started working on the outline for this, and I was up until after 2 a.m, which is like unheard of for me now. And it just like, have you ever been in such a flow state that you don't even realize that the time is passing because you're just crunching something out? I feel like if you're somebody that is really in alignment with having a creative path, I do believe every single person on the face of the earth is a creator. But I feel like if you're like day-to-day life, like you are on the life path of the creative, you know exactly what I'm talking about, where you get into that flow state and whatever you're making is just like pouring out of you. I haven't felt that feeling in a while. And so when it came, I was like, I don't care what time it is. And time like did not exist. I looked up and it was after 2 a.m. And I was like, oh, that took a while, but here's this really cool thing that I just made. So this series, this 5-day series, this, I don't want to call it a boot camp because I feel like that is rough. And y'all know that I'm too pretty for this shit. I'm a Taurus sun. We are not out here to do it rough and ragged. It's never, never going to catch me, okay, in the mud. Not going to happen. But I mean, unless it's like one of those day spas where you can put like the clay on you and then lay out in the sun, that's like the only time that a Taurus sun is going to fuck with mud. but this 5-day series is meant to go in tandem with this really awesome thing that I created. I want to remind everybody before I even talk about this, that this is not something that you absolutely have to have. I think the podcasts on their own will be so valuable to you that it's not something that is required to listen to this series. But for the first time ever, Chloe Taylor created a digital course, and it's $12. It's on my website. I could have charged so much more for this course because of how much healing and information is going to come out of it. But my whole point was not to create a cash grab. My whole point was to create accessible healing. And I really believe if you are in a place right now where you feel stuck, where you feel like you don't know which direction to go, you feel like maybe your life is not moving in a direction that you would like, and maybe it hasn't been for a while, or maybe you just need a little extra TLC. I believe that no matter where you are on your journey, this is going to be actually groundbreaking work for you. And it's special to me because it is like nothing else I've ever seen produced. And it's not just like a guidebook that you can fill out. It comes along with audio bits as well that guide you through the process. So this course that is up on my website right now, there will be a link down below for it. I would encourage you to snag it if you want to follow this step by step. But know that even these podcasts alone are going to provide value to you regardless. And we'll get into some of that coursework a little bit more on, I want to say it's like day three is really where we're going to talk the most about it. But I just wanted to put that out here right now that I did create something new. It's something I genuinely really believe in. I wanted to make it accessible and just make something that I knew would provide value to anybody that really needed the assistance. And especially in today's world where I feel like a lot of healing is not accessible, and it's very sad that it's not, but I feel that a lot of healing is not accessible. And something that I think a lot of us have forgotten is that we are our own best healer. And I'm not trying to say that we don't need doctors. I'm not that bitch. I am not the one. Doctors are so important. I would not be alive here breathing in front of you, talking into a microphone if I did not have modern medicine. I would have not made it past too far outside the birth canal, okay? She would not be here on this planet without modern medicine. I am not the one. But I do feel like when it comes to working with our mind, working with our body up to a point, we are our own best healers. And through this work, what we're going to talk about on the podcast, what we're going to talk about in the course as well, is basically how you can really step up into that in probably one of the most like beautiful and profound ways that I have ever witnessed. So let's get into day one of this 5-day. And oh, actually, before we do that, there's one more thing that also kind of brought this on that I just wanted to like pay homage to for a moment. I was looking through my podcast analytics recently, and I noticed that one of my most popular episodes was one that was called, it was like, stop spiral, or like what you need to do to like stop spiraling so you can heal and listen to your spirit guides. It was like something like that. One of my most popular downloaded episodes to date. And I was like, wow, how can I expand on that? And this is the answer to that. So day one, let's get into it. Oh, I'm so excited. I feel like I have created so much behind the scenes that have worked up to this moment. So I'm sorry if I'm just like out of breath and excited. I just want you to know if you're here and you're listening and you're paying attention and you're really sitting with the self-awareness through these 5 days, you will change your life through listening to this. I really do believe that. I think that even when we set intention and we speak with our own sound authentically, as I'm doing here today, the frequency alone can create healing. The frequency of your voice, my voice, can create healing. And I really do believe that I have set such strong intention over these episodes that the right ears are going to hear them. And just listening through these is going to provide that for you. So day one, I feel like the first couple of days are really more of like the quote unquote, like harder work, because we are focusing on a lot of what we don't necessarily want, right? And this is such an important part of anybody's healing journey. When you are really trying to work through an issue in your life, when you're trying to up level to the next stage, when you want to finish out a cycle that has continuously repeated for you and you want to break it, in order to get beyond it, there is no escaping. You have to go through it. And that is probably one of the hardest things that I have ever had to hear on my healing journey, is there is no escape. There is only a way through. It's like if you're looking at a dark forest that just like goes on for miles and miles and miles and miles, sure, you could argue that maybe you could go around it, but what a hassle when you could just go through the deep dark forest much faster. It is technically a shortcut, and then you come out the other side, closer to your destination. So that's really where we're going to start. And the first day of this, we're going to start with your story. And I would really encourage you to like have your phone at the ready for this. And if you just want to listen and come back to like the activity later, that's also okay. But I would encourage you to use like your phone notepad or a journal or a piece of paper. I just find that writing things out can be so beneficial on your healing journey, because also there are going to be things that you're going to heal from in this lifetime that you're going to reflect and go, oh my gosh, I can't believe at one point in my life, I thought that I would never get over this. And here I am thriving beyond it. And I feel like probably in your life now, you can even think about moments like that, where there have been times where you're like, I'm never going to get over this. And then 10 years later, you look back and you're like, wow, like that first person that really broke my heart, they really did me a solid. Thanks for that. Like, it sounds crazy, but it's true. And all of us have experienced that. But in order to get to that place, we have to start with the current story and where we are. So I want you to think about, and you can just do this in your mind, you don't have to write it out, but I would encourage you to. What are the things that you say to yourself on a daily basis? Like from the time that you wake up in the morning, do you wake up and you're just like, damn, I hit snooze 6 times. I'm such a lazy piece of shit. Now I'm going to be late. You know, barely have time to even look in the kitchen for breakfast before you're out the door, and you're cursing traffic the whole way to work, and you're already like amped up and pissed off before you even walk through the door. This could be somebody's life. Obviously not everybody. I'm not going to be able to give an example of every person's life, but what are the things that you say to yourself as you're going through those motions every day? Is that the first thought that you have about how garbage of a person you are the moment you wake up? Or do you wake up and you're just like, damn, I'm such a queen. Damn, I'm such a king. Damn, I'm royalty. You know, what is the story right now? What is the story? And I would encourage you, especially when you're looking in the mirror at yourself in the morning for the first time, notice this. Maybe even tomorrow morning, notice. When you go to brush your teeth and look at yourself in the morning, what are the things that are running through your head about yourself on that first glance? What are the things that you say to yourself? And notice throughout the day. What throughout the day are the things that you're saying to yourself? And I want you to kind of hold on to these things, because throughout these next 5 days, we're going to work through this process. We're going to work through how we're going to shift those thoughts, shift the things that you say. And like I said, change your life. This, you change your story, you change your life. But in order to change the story, you have to know what the story is. So throughout the day, I would, like I said, I think the phone is like the best way to go about this. Like if you're a journaling bitch, like keep your journal around. There ain't nothing wrong with that. But if you're not a journaling bitch, don't do that. Use your phone. Your phone has like an endless supply of note sheets that you can open, right? I'm sure the Android has something. I know on iPhone, I think it's just called Notes. Keep a list. What are the things that you say about yourself? Do you make rude comments about your body? Do you curse the way that you think? Do you curse the way that you interact with other people? How, like the story that you tell yourself about yourself is a curse of a kind. And that's something else that I don't know that I've ever heard somebody talk about that. I've heard people say like the words other people speak over you are curses, but even the way that you speak about yourself is a curse of a kind, because you constantly reinvent the belief every time you say those things to yourself. Every day when you think the same thought, even if it happens on autopilot, you constantly spread curses over yourself. And the cool thing about this is those curses can absolutely be broken, especially if you're the one that's implementing them. But words have power. It's called spelling because you're creating spells. Like, words have power. And the things that we say over ourselves will affect the way that we think and even believe about the world, right? And something that I know that I've touched on so many times in the podcast, but I also want to touch on this for people that have never listened before. Your reticular activating system, or your RAS, in your brain, this is a component of the brain, that basically the RAS is actually designed to help us. It helps us to filter stimuli. So like you take in some ridiculous amount of stimuli ever, like you open your eyes, you look outside, what is being stimulated, you might see like a deck and grass and trees and a house and, you know, whatever, but, or, you know, maybe it's the street, maybe it's cars. You take on like whole objects, but really you are taking on like the color of the grass, every blade of the grass, every leaf on the tree, every marking in the wood. And your brain can't handle that much stimuli. So your reticular, like you would go crazy. Your reticular activating system filters the stimuli. And it, based on your own beliefs, it will filter things out. Like you may not notice certain nails in the wood because you just never notice them. You may, like, maybe you love red cars, so you always notice the red cars, but the other cars you just don't really take note of because your reticular activating system is trying to help support you and filter out some of that stimuli. But the problem is if we have beliefs about ourselves, we will also filter beliefs that are on the contrary. If somebody tries to compliment us when we don't think that we're worthy of that compliment, we'll just filter it right out. We won't think, wow, that person really like saw something awesome in me. We'll just go, no, they're wrong. You're wrong. No, like I'm not that good at that. You're reticulating, your RAS is the thing that supports that. So the stories that you tell yourself, they connect with that. And you will literally filter your world to make the things that you believe true. And it sucks because it's also, it creates like a confirmation bias too. When we have certain belief systems, we will constantly be looking for things in the world that confirm our belief. So like if you have the belief that the world is not a safe space for you, you will constantly see and pinpoint where the world doesn't feel safe. You won't notice how the world feels safe around you, how you see good things that happen. You'll only notice the bad things. And I honestly think this is where like the root, I'm not saying that it's the cause of mental health problems. I would never say that. I'm not an expert. I should never make a claim like that, nor would I. But I do think that this is where like some of the roots that dive into the sector of mental health is when we start to create belief systems about ourselves and continue to drill them in over time, it creates dis-ease in the body and in the mind. So all of this to be said, I'm going to walk you through how we're going to move through this. But that is what I have for you for day one. I just want like your mission for today before you come back here tomorrow is to notice throughout your day, what are the stories that you tell yourself about yourself? What are the beliefs that you carry? And notice the ones specifically about yourself. But I would say even if you notice like being judgmental towards somebody else, note those things because they are an important thing to note too. They often are mirror reflections of how we feel about ourselves to some degree. So note those things down and then come back here tomorrow and I'm going to talk to you more about it. And definitely check out the course that I have for you down below because you'll kind of get like early access into all the information that we're going to go over if you check out the course. I would love for you to be a part of it. I would love for you to do it. I really do believe it's going to change your life. I like believe so wholeheartedly in this. It's one of the reasons I didn't make it priced higher. Because I was like, nah, I don't even need to. Like, it's not about that for me. It's that I know that this will help people and I want it to be accessible. So check that out if you want to. And I will talk to you again tomorrow. All my links and things are down below. If you want to support the podcast, please do. And I love you so much. Please do not forget when you stand on your own authenticity, you empower everyone around you to do the same. And I will talk to you tomorrow.